This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Voters went to the polls across the country today to elect state and local leaders in the midst of a new political climate created by terrorism. On the East Coast, where polls have closed, the major races were in states closely affected by the September 11th tragedies. In open races in New Jersey and Virginia, polls have shown the Democratic candidates in the lead over Republicans. In New Jersey, with just 14% of precincts reporting so far, Democrat Jim McGreevy has 58% of the vote. Republican Brett Schindler has 40%. In Virginia, with 65% of the precincts reporting, Democrat Mark Warner is leading Republican Mark Early 52-47%. Both Democrats are returning candidates who lost 4 years ago. Perhaps the most closely watched contest is in New York City, where candidates are competing to succeed Republican Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, who is prohibited by term limits from running again. Giuliani's popularity soared in the days after September 11th. That helped the Republican candidate for mayor, Michael Bloomberg, make the race to replace Giuliani extremely close. Early exit polls show that businessman Bloomberg is running neck and neck with Democrat Mark Green. Joining us now from New York is Beth Furtick of member station WNYC. Beth, what are you hearing up there?
Well, so far it's very, very close race. There were polls over the weekend showing Mike Bloomberg and Mark Green in a dead heat, and early exit polls today are showing the same thing. They're locked in a statistical dead heat, so we're preparing for a very long night.
Can you take us through what happened to tighten this race just in the last few weeks?
Sure. It was not expected to be this way. New York is a heavily Democratic city, and as recently as 2 weeks ago, Mark Green was easily 16 points ahead of his Republican opponent, but the Democrats were very, very divided after their primary, so Green's support was quite shallow. He's Jewish, and he defeated a Latino politician named Fernando Ferrer, who's the borough president of the Bronx, and the way that that campaign happened, there were some tactics that a lot of people were complaining about as racially targeted. It left a bitter taste in a lot of voters' mouths, especially people who were leaders of the Democratic Party who wound up not supporting or actively supporting Mark Green. And then also what happened in September, the events of September 11th, people are not really paying a lot of attention to politics these last few weeks. They've been more worried about terrorism and anthrax scares, and that left the door open to Michael Bloomberg. He's a very wealthy owner of a financial media company. He's worth billions of dollars, and he has spent $50 million of his own money, by most recent estimates, mostly on television ads, which are virtually blanketing the airwaves around here. You cannot turn on your television without seeing a Michael Bloomberg ad. And in the past week and a half, the one that's been running consistently is an ad that features Mayor Rudolph Giuliani's endorsement, saying Michael Bloomberg, because of his business experience, is best suited to lead the city during these troubled times, and Mark Green is just another politician. So I think all of those things really caught the attention of voters.
Beth, the attacks on the World Trade Center seemed at first to bring the city together, but somehow coming out of that, the mayor's race seemed to get very negative.
Well, I think that's because the polls were showing so many voters undecided because they weren't really paying attention to politics and what happens traditionally here in New York and anywhere. When there's a lot of undecided voters, you try to prevent the other guy's voters from going to the polls. And so they've been running extremely negative ads. Mark Green has been running an ad in the past 24 hours citing a sexual harassment lawsuit against Michael Bloomberg's company. Michael Bloomberg has been running ads basically accusing Mark Green of racism. So it's been a very dirty, nasty race.
Recovery and the economy, I would think, would be the big issues in New York, but it sounds like that's not what the candidates were talking about.
No, and voters do say that they care deeply about the economy, and there are reports the city's going to lose perhaps 100,000 jobs because of the terrorist attacks, and they also care about education and other issues. We sent reporters out to the polls this morning, and the voters told us the ones who were voting for Michael Bloomberg cited the economy as their primary concern. They said they did want a businessman. The people who were voting for Mark Green, however, said that they didn't want to take a chance on somebody with no government experience. They wanted Mark Green. He's a longtime elected official.
Right.
And they thought that he would be best suited to run the city right now.
Beth Furtick of member station WNYC. Beth, thanks.
You're welcome.